The Everlasting Gospel, Chapter 101, Man the Masterpiece. More wonderful than all the glories of the heavens, or any of the perfect and beautiful works of God that can be seen through the telescope and microscope, about which we were talking last week, is man, his last and crowning work. Think for a little while of some of the wonders of this beautiful world, the things that God made in those first 6 days of time, and what we have been learning about them lately. Think of the great sun, which, lighted up by the glory of God, enlightens and gladdens the whole world with its beams, of the air which is carrying the breath of God's own life to all his creatures. How beautiful is the blue sky, with the white, fleecy clouds sailing over it by day, and the silvery moon and bright stars by night. Think, too, of the fresh, green grass, which makes such a soft, velvety carpet for the earth, and provides food for the creatures that live on it, of the lovely flowers, with their exquisite shapes, brilliant colors and sweet fragrance. Think of the lofty trees, with their thousands of leaves purifying the air, giving pleasant shade, and catching and storing up the sunbeams for the future use of man. Think of the birds, their wonderful plumage, and sweet, glad songs, the grace and freedom with which they rise and soar in the open firmament of heaven, of the bees, butterflies, and ants, and the millions of tiny insects which fly among the grass and flowers, and creep upon the ground beneath our feet. And what marvels are found in the waters, not of the great deep, only, but of every little rippling stream that runs among the hills. Then there are the animals, the majestic lion, lordly elephant, and patient and useful camel, and many more, each teaching us something of their Creator. And now that you have thought upon all these things, remember that God's noblest, highest work, his crowning work, is man, whom only he made in the divine image. You will then understand something of our value in the eyes of God, who meant us to be more glorious than the sun, more beautiful than the flowers, more free than the birds, more wise and skillful than any living creature. God's work was not complete. There was something wanting in it all. He was not satisfied with it, until he had formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. Then he saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And he rested and was refreshed. So the work in which God takes the greatest satisfaction is man. You will remember that when Jesus spoke of the lilies, and how God clothes them with beauty, he said, "Shall he not much more clothe you?" And when he told us to behold the birds, which God has made, he said, "You are of much more value than they." God's most wonderful work, his masterpiece of skill, wisdom, and love, is the human body. All its organs are fearfully and wonderfully made to do the work he has appointed them. Do you not want to learn more of his masterpiece, the wonderful body that he has prepared for you? If I were to tell you of a very strong man, like Samson, and I wanted to make you understand how strong he was, I could only do it by telling you of the wonderful things he had done. Or if I should tell of one who was very wise, or very kind and loving, I should have to tell you of his wise acts, or kind and loving ways and deeds, to make you understand something about him. We learn what people are by what they do. And this is how we learn of God, by the things he has made, by the work that he does. We can know what he is, only by seeing what he does. And as his greatest work in this earth is man, we can learn more of him by studying ourselves, our own wonderful bodies, than by studying any of the things that are round about us, no matter how great and glorious they may be. So find out all you can about the wonderful temple of your body, and we will try to help you by telling you more about it from time to time.